3 weeks, our city received a pretty awful storm. Some places got 10 to 12 inches of rain in just the course of a few hours. And where was I? I was sleeping, right? I watched the Rockets game. I got done. I went to bed. The seminary walls are like 24 inches thick. So I slept through the whole thing, right? I get up the next morning. I'm getting ready for work. I check my phone. I'm like, what? Chancery's closed. Power must be out or something. I turn on the news and I see the awful flooding and all of the crazy stuff that's happening. Jesus here, he falls asleep. Like they're on the storm. They're in the middle of a storm and he's sleeping on a cushion. We can give Jesus a little bit of a pass, right? I mean, he's a pretty busy guy. He heals people. He brings them back from dead. You know, he does a lot of things. He's tired. But I love the part of the story where they come to him and they're like, do you not care? We're drowning. We're dying and you're sleeping. It would have been awesome if he'd have like gone, yes, all right, sorry, I'm going to go back to bed. But he didn't do that, right? He recognized them in their great need, and he says, you know what? I got this. And he gets up and he says, quiet, be still. And all the storm just disappears. He says, why were you scared? Why are you scared? I'm the Lord of Lords. I'm the King of Kings. Don't be afraid. Don't be worried. Isn't there time in our lives that we feel like Jesus isn't listening to us? Right? Life, all hell's breaking loose around us. And we say, God, where are you? Are you sleeping? He's not sleeping. He knows. He knows when we need help the most. A lot of times when we think it's bad and awful and horrendous, sort of like the forecast was for Hurricane Bill, right? And then we got like nothing. It's like, it's not that bad yet, guys. It's okay. It can get worse. It's all right. I'm here. The promise of our God is that he will never leave us. He will never abandon us. He does the same thing to our buddy Job in the first reading. Job had a terrible go of it, right? Everything around him just disintegrated. And his family dies, he loses all of his property, he starts to get sick himself and has these awful illnesses. But in the midst of all that pain and suffering, he didn't shake his fist at God and say, that's it, I'm out of here, I'm done with you. He says, I need you, God, I need you. And he says this beautiful, beautiful prayer to God, and God responds, and who was it that brought you through the storms? Who is it that's going to keep walking with you? Who's going to be there for you? It's going to be me. My friends, there are going to be times in your marriage that you're going to feel like Job, that everything is going against your way. And maybe everything's going the way of your spouse, which would be even worse, right? No, hopefully not. Hopefully not. Hopefully you celebrate together if one's good and one's not good. There are going to be times you feel like you're on that boat and the waves are just crashing down on you. And as far as you can see, there's nothing but rain and storms. And in all of that time, God is going to say to you, don't be afraid. I'm here. Hopefully you've received something on the retreat this weekend that's given you hope. Maybe you've gotten some tools this weekend that will help you. So that when times are tough, when it gets really bad, you can turn to our God and say, help. We can use this technique. We can use this, whatever we learn this weekend, to give you comfort in the times of your darkness and your despair. You are not entering into a fairy tale. I hope you know that, right? Happily ever after. If the day of the wedding is great, everything after that's going to be fine, and we're going to be happily ever after. No, life is hard. There's going to be challenges. There's going to be times when the storm's going to be crashing down. But in the midst of all that, our God is with you. And he says, I'm never going to leave you. He's given you some opportunities this week to reflect on his grace. Maybe somebody in here is taking advantage of the sacrament of reconciliation. Maybe that can be a little foundation for your tough times. Times get hard, you go to confession. Maybe you've been able to make a breakthrough as a couple in prayer. Maybe there's something that you can pray about now together. And so when times get tough, you can go to that time of prayer. Maybe you wrote something so beautiful in your journal this week that when times get tough, you can go back to it. These are all ways that God speaks to you. Here's another way that he speaks to you this week. He's given you like 30 other couples. 30 other couples that have said, marriage is important to me. It's so important that I'm going to carve out a whole weekend to come learn about your love. Maybe there's somebody here that you connected with on this weekend. I would really advise you to try to stay connected to them. Because there's a lot of people out there who don't share values of faith and religion. There's a lot of people out there who don't think that marriage is an institution worth saving and standing up for. but hopefully somebody in this room you've connected with. I did one of these retreats a few years ago. Then at the end of it, like there were two couples, and they were both from out of town. They were new to Houston. And the one guy goes up to the other couple and goes, "Hey, we think you guys are really cool. Do you think you could be our friends?" It's okay. It's okay to say that. It's okay to say that to some couple that you have connected with sometime during this weekend. Because that's another tool that God might be giving you to help you in these tough times. When things get tough and times get difficult and you're praying, "God, help me," and it feels like, "Are you asleep on me?" Then maybe you could turn to that couple, another friend that you met this week, to say, "Hey, we're really struggling with this. Can you guys just listen?" God will not abandon you. He will not leave you. One other thing I want to say today is that today is Father's Day. Hopefully our Father has been an impact in our life, has been a figure in our life that has been that image of God to us that has said, "I'm here for you no matter what." If maybe you came from a family where that's not the reality, hopefully you had some other male figure who has reflected that love to you, that fatherly figure. I hope that you have a chance today at some point to say Happy Father's Day to your father, maybe spend some time with him. If he's not around, if he's not here on earth anymore, please be sure to pray for him as well. It's also the Father's Day is the wonderful gift and the promise that our God gives us. He's our Father that will never leave us, that will never abandon us. He will be there when the storms get bad. He'll be that advocate for us when times get tough. And he says, "I'm never going to leave you. I'm always going to love you." As we continue today giving praise and thanks to God, our Father, we thank Him for the gift of this weekend. We thank Him for the gifts of the wonderful married couples, the wonderful gifts that you are to each other, the wonderful gifts that you've been to myself and to the team, of the way that you have shined love to each other and shined the love of God. May that love continue to help us to grow in holiness, and may we continue to celebrate and worship our God with love.